Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim Daf Tesva, picking up on Yudalam B's, but about I'm going to pay 10 lines up from the bottom. Here we go. Ibailu, halacha shelo beregel. Let's see, have halacha, but not with your feet. But rather, what does he do? He goes, he stands in place, and he hands it to somebody else who's closer to his bach than he is. Shema halacha or lo shema halacha? Is that considered, like, do we call it halacha? Do we not call it halacha? Everything about Tosh Shema. Let's take a look. V'chein Yosef v'chein small puzzle. We said we had a brisa that says we actually saw it at the beginning of the summit here that similarly if he's sitting or using his left hand, the coin is going to be puzzle to bring to do the halacha. Ha'omed dumi d'Yosef kasher, but that would be mashma that if the coin was standing in a way that's similar to sitting, right? He's sitting in place, he's not walking. Then it's going to be good, and therefore. You did that without walking is also called halacha, and we're fine. In fact, the Gemara, we're knocked off the Gemara, Dilma Yoshev de Koshayev Meshav. Maybe when the Brisa says sitting, it means it's talking about somebody who is dragging, he's dragging himself on the floor towards the Mizbeach. It says Rashi Shemagara Atzmal Atzad Mizbeach. He's dragging himself over there. Ome Dilma de Yoshev. And the case of standing is similar to that of sitting. The Noyed Porta, and we're talking about where he moves a little bit at a time, he drags his feet along the ground, and such a thing would be good because the coin is actually going and doing, bringing up the halacha by the feet. Tashema. So we need another answer. He said the Gemara, Shachat Yisrael, the Kibel HaKoin. If a Yisrael would go and shecht the carbon and if the Yisrael would shech the carbon Pesach and a coin would receive the dam, and then he would give it to his friend would give his other friend, and then the dam would pass all the way down until it gets to his Mizbeach. So what do we see over there? It must be that it's not a problem, that the dam can be brought even without the foot. Hasam Nami says Gemara, not a rag. Hasam Nami Nadai Di Porta. They're also talking about a case where they moved a little bit. The coin would move a little by dragging his feet towards the Mizbeach as he handed it down to the next coin. Umay Kamashal, what's coming to tell you? Barav Amajas Melech. You know, it's a beautiful thing when you have so many people that are involved in doing such a thing. So we have a rai again. Toshima, let's try again. Kibel akashev and nos on the puzzle. If you have a good coin, he goes in and he's makabal the dam. He catches the dam in the kli. And then he gives it to the person who's puzzle. Yachzir the kasher. That person should give it back to the person who's kasher. So when it says it has to be returned, it must be telling us that the kohen who's good, the kasher one who started handing off the blood to the one who's no good, even without moving his feet, is not called giving over. Therefore, it's not called like he did in the olach over there. So we see over here that only on doing it by your feet is considered like you're giving over. It says Gemara, not a raya, because Ema Yachzir Kashavi Kabla. Let's say that the Mishnah, the way we read it is that the qualified one should continue his halacha, resume receiving the dam from the disqualified one and bring it towards the Mizbeach. And if that would be the case, then the good kohen only has to take the dam from the pasul one and continue to the Mizbeach. His handing it to the disqualified person is considered a valid halacha for that amount of distance. So we are not left without an answer yet. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha shelo beregel, lo shma halacha. Halacha is not with the leg, not with the feet, is not called halacha. Beep, turn the page. Efshel l'takuna, is it possible to fix it? Or lo efshel l'takuna, is it not possible to fix it? Rav Yochanan said that halacha of the dam, if you didn't do it by foot, is not going to be good. So the Gemara now wants to know what's going to be the din in the situation of, let's say you have somebody, either a kohen or a zar, that goes and he does it like that. Can this type of improper halacha be fixed by taking the blood back to the starting point and then going and doing it properly, or no? Toshima kibel ha-kosher nosan. Nasan lepasol. Let's see how the good the kosher kohen goes and he receives the dam and he gives it to the pasul one. Yachzir lekosher. All right, so you give it back to the kosher one, so he's able to go and do it properly. Okay, so it comes out over here, the halacha, if you didn't do it properly, you're able to go ahead, you can actually fix it. And even though this Mishnah can be understood, the Yachsar Koshevi Kablenu, let him go ahead and, you know, receive the dam again, still we take the look, to, we understand it to mean that, no, you just give it back to him. Now, Isakadaitach, lo efshel tikkun yabot to fix it, then if salala, the voter should be totally puzzled. Why is the Mishnah saying that the one who's disqualified, give it back to the coin? So it must be that you are able to go in to fix it. Says going out of Raya, me suffered the coin zar gavai. Do you think where the non-coin was standing close to the mizbeach? So when the coin handed the dam, he brought it closer to the mizbeach. Lo, the coin zabarai is sitting outside, which means further away from the mizbeach, and therefore when the dam was handed over to the non-coin to the zar, it wasn't really any sort of halacha that was done at all, and therefore nothing can be learned out from this from here about the avoda of Halacha. Okay, so yeah. Tamar Amar Ulamar Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha Shalova Regla Psula. If you know halacha without the, you know, not walking it over, it's gonna be possible. Amar Lo Shalova, it's good. Must be not able to fix it. Says Gemara Eisvei Rabbi Nachman Lula. Nishpach min a kli al rizpa. Let's say if after the dam was in a kli, it spilled onto the floor. V'asafo kasher. You go and you gather it up. It's going to be kosher, even though some of the dam fell towards the mizbeach, like in that direction, and therefore it wasn't done by foot for that amount of time, of the space. That distance, the Kohen can pick it up and bring it and do halacha to the mizbeach, and therefore must be that when you go and you bring it up not by foot, is able to be fixed. No, hachamay skin, what are we talking about? Kishat zelcha, it's no, the cases where the dam went outwards away from the mizbeach when it spilled out, and therefore there's nothing that was done improper over here that was going towards it that would need to be fixed. Frank the Gemara, levroina fak, but does dam only go away from it, like a very loyal, and doesn't go in towards it, right? It's dam, so it spreads in all the directions when it starts to spill. So some of it must have went towards the mizbeach, and therefore it was gone without by foot. B'mkom midjo, I know we're talking about a case where it has a, like alachson, like it's done on a slope, and it's slanting away from it. Yibayisem b'guma, or you could say that it spilled into a hole and didn't spread in any way. Yibayisem b'misicha, or you could say we're dealing with the type of blood, which is a dam of it, thick. The car of licorice is like very close to becoming like congealed, and therefore it didn't spread anywhere. V'ichval tana lashmeina and kohani, but would the tana, you know, go out of its way to go and teach these type of situations over here? It doesn't make sense that the Mishnah would have taught a din that applies only in those unusual cyber circumstances. V'od adatani be'idach pirkin, instead of teaching it in other in another place, in the second Rashi points out in the second perek, as is perek sheni, nisbach ala ritzba. If it's what does it say over there? If the dam spilled out into the floor before it went to the kli, right? She says mitzavar behema from the skav of kli, went from the neck straight to the floor. It didn't go to the kli. Basafa, you got it up. Pasul, so we pasul. Lifel gubi di day. The Tana should have argued about the case itself, right? Where the dam spilled from the kli. The Mishnah, which said that the dam is going to be good if it's spilled from the kli, should have said, when it went outwards. Impossible. When inwards, then it's going to be possible. But the Mishnah doesn't go and do such a thing. It must be that the dam that's spilled from the kli is going to be good, whether it's spilled towards or away from it. Oh, so even if it goes towards the mizbech, which is going to be olacha, not by foot, it's still able to be used. To Yufta, therefore, Naksaf Ulo says that it can't be fixed. And actually, we see that it can be fixed. Yitmar. This idea of doing halacha towards, you know, by foot, this is the machlokas to Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan of our Mishnah. As she says, the Masnisan he have Yavoda Ilo. Is it considered an avoda or not? Rabbi Shimon love Yavoda. It's not considered an avoda. The Hakatani Masnisan Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Behilich the Lopasal Ba Machshava Ba Halacha, Shalom Regal, Mishum the Lav Halacha. He says that it's not considered in avoda. Be'olacha de rabasi de kuliyam elopi de psula. No one's going to argue when it's a long type of walking, right, with it from the dam to the mizbech, that it's going to be a puzzle if it's done with the wrong intent. Rashi says if the carbon was shechted far away from the mizbech, which because the dam needs to be brought by foot, that even if Shimon is going to be masking, that if you have the wrong intention during the whole lacha, it's also going to go out and pass at this type of thing. Where do they argue? Where's the machlokas? The machlokas is when it's a small amount of walking that has to happen, right? According to that, Shimon is going to say that if you have the wrong intent, it's not going to disqualify it because that act is not considered the avoda of halacha. According to Chum, though, it's going to be no good as possible, even if it's a small little amount. Machu'ala Barava, and there it's Yisrael, they laughed and made fun of this idea. They laughed at this whole idea of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that reaching out towards the Mizbech with the dam is not called halacha, even though it's not able to be avoided. Ela chatas ha'of. In the case of when you spritz the dam of the chatas ha'of, the psula ba machshava, where the din is that if you have the wrong machshava, then it's going to actually go and passel it. How are you even going to find that case? How is it going to come up? If you went into the corner of the wrong thought before the dam came out from the neck of the bird, then nothing happened over there. That's not that's certainly a small halacha, like we saw earlier, and therefore improper, the wrong intent, wrong kavana during this, it shouldn't affect it according to Rav Shimon. If he bossed it, if it's already the dam already left the neck, it's a vidalei mitzvah. So, right, then the mitzvah is already done at that point, and therefore any type of intention can't actually mess it up. My kasha, and for the Gemara, what exactly is your question over here? Dilma midaparish va'ad demata l'mizbech. Maybe the carbon can become no good from the time that the dam separates from the bird until it reaches the mizbech. When the dam leaves the body of the bird, the avoda v'lacha ends and the avoda of zrika starts, continuing until the dam actually reaches the mizbech. Therefore, during the time when the blood is between the bird and the actual mizbech, the wrong intention can go ahead and can validate it. And not only that, the Habayim Minei Rav Yirmiyah Amir Rav Zera can actually back this up from the following question of Yirmiyah Asher Rav Zera. Hayamaz, if someone was in the middle of splitting the dam, either Chatas Of or Chatas Pinimius, V'nikta Ayado Shel Maz, and the hand was, Chalila, his hand got cut off, right? That is a person who was doing the spritzing. Ad Shelo Yigia Dam La'avir Mizbech, before the dam actually reached the airspace of the Mizbech. Now, what is going to be the din in such a case? Rashi says, "Mi havi avoda bebal mum upsula." Is it considered avoda bebal mum? It's possible. Oh, lo or not? The ikal meimer we could say bechi parish dam gemarla. Once the dam came out, it's already finished. Vamalei psula. Rav said it's possible. My time, how come? Vihiza vinasa mina. But you know the pasuk says both visa and vinasa. So if you need to have both of these over here, the pasuk is telling that the avoda starts with the idea of sprinkling and ends with putting on the mizbech. So the kohen became a balmum, or had the wrong thought during the dam is on its way, it's going to be no good. So we see over here that what we objected before couldn't have been the basis for making fun of this machlok sinur b'shim rabbis and the chachamim. And they say, no, something else. Ki asra papa rav huna b'reid rav yosho mi bei rav ami hainu chucha. They said, this is what they made fun of. Uba alacha rabasi lo pligi. The rest of Rav Shimon and Chama are not arguing when it comes to walking far. Falki pligi b'alacha rabasi pligi. But when they disagree in our Mishnah, it's talking about dafka, a long walk over there. Right? That is in the Mishnah. Rav Shimon says that shalol shema during alacha doesn't passel the carbon, because that could have been avoided by shechting it right next to the mizbech, which implies that he's talking about a case where the avodah v'lacha was not circumvented and the blood needs to be brought by foot to the mizbech. So for the mechalk of the mishnah, it's dafka about a long halacha. Ella, this is how you understand the mechalkus. The halacha zutrusi, when you're dealing with a small little walk, clearly I'm a little pliggy, the little pass is not going to pass, even the chacham. Keep pliggy, the lachar basi. The machlok is only when it's a lachar basi, when it's a long walk that's going over there. The Rosh Hashim says that it's not a problem. According to chacham, a lachar is an avodah. And Rosh Hashim is going to say, nah, you could have been circumvented by doing it right next to the mizbech. Then, even though if you did it further away, improper thought during the time of this type of photo is not going to affect whether it's good or not. Holy chuzar. What about if you have a non-kohen who goes that he does holacha, right? This is a non-kohen. He brought the dam in the regular way by foot. V'chziru kohen v'chazer olicho. And then a kohen returns it back to the original place that he brought it again. Pligi ba b'nei Rabbi Chia Rabbi Yana. It's a machlokas between these two. Chadam akash chadam apasa. One of them says that the photo is going to be fine. The other one says the photo is going to be pasal. Myself ever said the tikkuna. One of them says be the first one. He says kasher. He says yeah, but to go in to fix it. right? The non-Kohen brings it. You get it. There's a way of takano. Ma'aser v'lof shir takano. Not the Kohen. Not have to go ahead. Now have to fix it. Therefore, it's no good. Halicha Kohen mechzira. What happens if you flip the case now? The Kohen is the one who actually goes ahead and he starts to bring it, and he brings it back to the original place. V'chazav v'lichuzah, and then the non-Kohen goes and brings it. Amar v'shim v'ashi l'divrei ha'machshir pasul. According to the one who said in the previous case said the carbon is going to be kosher, this case is going to be actually not good. And the other one is basil. Is that this case is going to be kosher? According to this, according to him, the first halacha is the real thing. Therefore, in this case, this is valid because the blood was first brought by a kohen. Therefore, it's good. Rav Amar, says no. Even according to one who said in the first case that this is going to be pasul, it's going to be pasul here also. My time with hatzarich, because after the dam has been returned, when we have a sentence here, hatzarich beep, that's from the base le'am. We have to go and take it back to the Mizbech. And this act of taking it back is therefore considered a significant avoda. So if a non-Kohen goes in and he brings it, he's going to passel it. That case where it's necessary to take the blood back to the Mizbech is actually a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. They argue whether bringing it through that area second time is considered a vote or not. The time we looked at the Mishnah, on Yud Gimel we saw, if he goes, the Kohen brings the dam, and it goes to the place where he has to go, he has to walk, it's going to pass. From Rav said, Evan agrees that if he goes in, he receives the dam far with the Mizbech outside, Mizbech brings it in, so he looks at the Halach, you have to walk. So Kibbul Mizbech, what's the Halachutz? Evan agrees that if he received it right next to the Mizbech, and he took it far from the Mizbech, so he looks at the only machlokas is the only argument in the case where he brought the dam towards the mizbech and then he went back and took it away from the mizbech. One says take it back to the mizbech, and therefore you go in taking it back. That walking it back with the dam towards the mizbech is not compared, and we don't compare it to this type of walking that's needed for the avoda. Osive Abai, and Abai goes and challenges from a Breiser, but the answer Omer, Hamhalich Makom Shetarch Lahalich, if the Kohen while bringing the dam is going to a place where he has to walk, Maksov Poselis. Kate said, how so? Kibel Bechutz Chnisel of him, if the Kohen received the dam far away from the Mizbech and he brought it to the Mizbech, so he looks to Zerv Lahalich, you have to walk. Kibel Bechutz Chnisel of him, if he received the dam near the Mizbech and he took it far from the Mizbech, so he looks to Ain Zerv Lahalich, Vahachazav Chnisel. Now, this Breiser is saying that the Kohen brought the dam back in towards the Mizbech, he looks to Zerv Lahalich. That's considered a case of walking in a place where he actually needs to, which goes against what Rava explains, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, according to which bringing the dam back again is considered something which is not necessary. Amar Lei, he says, okay, Itanya, Tanya, if that Taka was taught, if that's Taka what he taught, then Tanya, then okay, nothing I can say. If it's not, it's not. Hajun Alakal Azvachim, Mazda for finishing the first parak of Meseches Zvachim. You know what I mean? I guess if we say Hajun Alach, let's go back to the very beginning of that base. Kol Azvachim She Nizbechu Shalol Lishman Ksherim Ela Shalol Alu Lebailim. Okay, my friends. Yeah, now we move on to the Halakha second parak. Zok the Halakha Mishnah. Kol Azvachim She Kiyiblu Dam and Zar. If a Zar goes in the Mekabel the Dam, then, or we have Onin, or Tful Yom, that someone went to Mikvah but they didn't have Harish Shemesh. Rechusa Kippurim, someone had, who became Tami to bring some sort of carbon, he didn't bring the carbon yet. Or a person who doesn't have the begadim, the certain big day kuna they have to wear, or they didn't wash their hands or their feet, or let's say a person doesn't have, didn't do bris milah, tamei, or someone is tamei, or let's say yoshev, a person is sitting, omid algabi kilim, we're standing on top of kilim on the floor, algabi behemoth, an animal, algabi ragli chaver, his friend's feet, puzzle. All this is going to be puzzle. Kibbutz of a small, if you receive with this left hand puzzle, it's going to be puzzle. Rishu and Machshir, he Machshir, such a thing. Okay, now says, let's break it down where we get this from. Zar, we know, I don't know if a Zar does that vote, it's going to be no good. The Tani Levi, Daber, El Aaron, Vel Banov, Vi Nazu, Mikache, Bnei Yisrael. And then they're going to separate from themselves, from the holies of the children of Israel. Bnei Yisrael, Mute Mai, what's it come to Mai? Ilem, Mute Nashim, Carbon Nashim, Betumah.
Karav? What if there would be a woman bringing it betumah to be karav? Rashi's betumiyah v'chiyesh koach v'karbin nashim litchos atama. The coin's tummy. He says she's bringing tummy. Says can be good. Elamute of the kochavim is coming from a ma'at avodas of the kochavim. The goys hashat sitzlo merase. No, but the tzitz is not going to be merase for tummy dam of the. Oh, pardon. The mutei of the kachav means come to remind the carbon of every kachav. Rashi says over kachav she shilach olasu. He sent his ola kedatanya by kol shochten ish ish lo havas of the kachav she nodim nidarim. The nidavas kisa that can be bringing nidarim nidavas. So the Gemara is saying that maybe when it says bnei Yisrael, it's coming to say that the carbonos that are brought by Goyim are not going to be in the same Isser against the Kohen who's tummy doing the Avodah. So it's going, what do you mean? Hash the tzitz lo meratze. If the tzitz is not going to be meratze, it's not going to cause the acceptance for tummy dam of Avodah Kachavim, Domer Mar. If the Avodah Kachavim by Avodah Kachavim, being Mishogi, being Mimizid, whether the tummy dam is given was unintentional or intentional, lo hurtza, it's not going to be accepted. Betoma Karev, is there any reason to think then the carbon of the guy is able to be brought in tumma by Kohen's tummy? Of course not. Elohach Gomer, rather, this is what is coming to teach you. V'yinazu mikachi, and they shall separate themselves from all the holies of Hashem. This is coming to Aser, Kohen's tummy, from doing the Avodah. B'nei Yisrael, v'lo yichalalu, the B'nei Yisrael, and they shall not profane. The second one is saying that the separation of them, meaning non-Kohanim, they're not going to bring the carbon. Since the Iser is put in the words of Lo Yichalalu, we can learn that a Zar who brings the Avodah is going to mechalal it. It's going to be no good. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Rashi first says, Vazarim, Afheim Yinazru, Kadesh Lo Yichalalu, Limed, Halzar Shavid, Shechil, Lesakachim, Mepaslam. All right, we stop here. Wish you all a great, great day.